From KPFK Pacifica Radio, this is Rising Up with Sonali, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar. You can watch this program on Free Speech TV and listen to it on Pacifica radio stations and affiliates nationwide. A number of Jewish Americans were recently arrested for participating in a protest at the offices of GEO Group, a private corporation that operates detention centers for immigrants. The action was organized by the group Never Again Action, which posted its reasoning on Twitter, saying, quote, "We have to block your entrance because GEO Group runs concentration camps. And when 6 million of our family members died, we swore we wouldn't let that happen again to anyone." Thousands of Jewish Americans have organized and participated in dozens of such protests around the U.S. as part of Never Again Action, calling attention to the Trump administration's family separation policies, appalling conditions at detention centers, and most recently the ICE raids in Mississippi. We turn now to Samantha Fine, lead organizer of the Los Angeles protest. Welcome to the program, Samantha.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So let's first talk about the LA action itself. It took place earlier this week. And while other actions around Never Again had been aimed at ICE offices or detention centers, this one was aimed at GEO Group. Why?
Correct. GEO Group operates the Adelanto Detention Facility just outside of Los Angeles. It's a detention facility that treats its inmates notoriously inhumanely. Cuts off access to loved ones, to lawyers, to medical care, and their Western Regional office is located in Los Angeles. So we wanted to show up and shut down their offices for the day.
And describe the protest to us. So essentially you mobilized largely Jewish American activists, or was it a sort of a mixed group? And you showed up with signs, you blocked entrances?
Yeah, it was a group of Jewish American activists and allies. So it was a group of many different types of people. We showed up, we had a program, we had rabbis that spoke, we had folks from different members of different communities that came, and we sang songs together outside, sang chants, while simultaneously other folks were blocking entrances to an outside door, blocking the elevators inside, and blocking a stairwell. From going up to the GEO Group offices, because this building is not operated by only GEO Group, but there's multiple offices in the building.
And so what happened then? A number of folks were arrested?
Yeah, we had blocked the entrances for probably about 3 to 4 hours before the police came and did begin to arrest folks, and in total 17 were arrested.
Put this action into the national context. We started hearing about the Never Again actions in, you know, cities like St. Louis and Chicago and Milwaukee. So they're really spread out and have been going on for a few months now. And I understand that many are planned. How did the Los Angeles action fit within this larger constellation of events and actions?
Yeah, so this was actually our second Los Angeles action. Our first one was at the Theo Lacy facility in Orange County, which is also an ICE processing center. And for our second action, we were outraged by kind of what's going on at Adelanto. We also met with an immigrant rights organization here in Los Angeles called CHURLA, the Coalition for Humane Immigrant Rights of Los Angeles. And Adelanto and GEO Group has been a big target of theirs. So after talking with them, we decided to target GEO Group.
And I understand that a lot of these actions around the country are generally done in collaboration with existing local immigrant rights organizations. The organization Movimiento Cosecha has been a collaborator and partner of this group, of Never Again Action.
Correct, yes.
Yeah. And that is because those groups have a longer experience and history with targeting and doing this kind of action?
It kind of happened that way organically. Never Again sprang up just over a month ago, and it came
Only been a month?
Yeah, it's only been
about
a month.
I have the sense that it's been going on for several months because the actions have garnered a lot of attention, but it's just 1 month.
Yeah, it's very new. And the folks that started it had been doing organizing within Cosecha. There were some Jewish organizers that were already working within Cosecha. And so that's kind of how this organization came to being, that folks were we've been so upset watching what's been going on in the news and decided that as Jews, we need to do something about this.
So on social media, it's hashtag never again and hashtag Jews against ICE. Immigration and Customs Enforcement in particular has been a target. And it was ICE that carried out just this week these horrific raids in Mississippi, six towns in Mississippi, mostly at agricultural processing or food processing plants, in the single largest set of raids in U.S. history, nearly 700 people. And we'd been getting, you know, promises from the Trump administration of these mass raids that they were going to be carrying out, you know, like 2,000 people on a list. And it didn't happen quite when they said it would happen. But to round up nearly 700 people in a single day, what did that mean to you? Did that sort of increase your resolve to fight ICE?
Absolutely. Yeah, the news that broke of what's happening in Mississippi is really, really heartbreaking and really hits hard to the reason why we're taking action in this moment. As Jews, we grew up learning what happened to our people in Germany and Europe during World War II and grew up hearing the phrase, never again, we can never let this happen again. And seeing that news come through, it's impossible to not think back to our own history and what happened with people rounding up Jews in Eastern Europe during that time. And so I'm really thankful that this organization, that this movement exists, and that so many Jews are being called to take action in this moment, both here in Los Angeles and around the country.
Mm-hmm. And of course, the targeting that Trump has unleashed on the immigrant communities also directly impacts Jews, right? I mean, perhaps not to as large an extent as immigrants, or perhaps if you look at the mass shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh last year, that was a horrific symbol of the kind of common targeting of Jews and immigrants, right? I understand that those who were targeted, or that particular synagogue, was actually doing immigrant rights work.
Yes, exactly.
The critics of actions such as the ones that you've engaged in would say there is no comparison to the Holocaust because nobody's rounding people up and massacring them by the hundreds of thousands and millions. The concentration camp analogy just doesn't work because these are temporary detention centers. People aren't being held there and driven to gas chambers. These are, you know, just overrun or overcrowded for no fault of ours. How do you respond to that criticism?
Yeah, so the concentration camps of Nazi Germany didn't just start out by doing what they did in the end, gassing over 6 million people. They started with labor camps, and we're already seeing deaths. We've been seeing deaths in the camps at the border and around the country. So I find it. We don't need to be discussing semantics, discussing calling them concentration camps. Pushing back on that is really centering ourselves in this moment rather than focusing on what the actual issue is. And it's the mistreatment of asylum seekers, both at the border and across the country.
Is there a generational divide in the Jewish community? Is it largely young Jews that are leading this, or are there older folks? Because, of course, the memory and that historical backdrop for the community is multi-generational.
It is
more so among elders, perhaps.
Yeah, it is multi-generational, and that's been a really, really beautiful thing to see throughout this organizing. I do a lot of organizing with young American Jews, and organizing in this Never Again space has been very multi-generational, and it's been really wonderful to feel the support of different communities here.
Are there older Jewish Americans that have come to some of these actions that you know of, whether in Los Angeles or in other cities, and spoken about, you know, their parents or grandparents and the memory of what they remember happened?
Absolutely, yes. We've had many different speakers, both here in Los Angeles and nationally, that they're very direct ties to the Holocaust, and echoing why the situation is so dire, so urgent and why we need to be taking action in this moment.
And of course, Trump and the Republican Party claim that they are the party that is a friend to Jews. They want to claim that the Democrats are experiencing the Jexodus or something bizarre, like, you know, this term that Trump, I don't know if he invented it, are claiming that it's the Democrats that are anti-Semitic, it's the left that's anti-Semitic, and it's really the Republican Party that is, you know, that should be the home of American Jews. And yet, of course, it's a Republican Party that seems to be going down the path that organizers like yourself are warning about.
Yes, correct. White supremacy affects everyone, and we see white supremacy coming from the Republican Party, from our president today, from Trump. White supremacy is affects Jews, it affects immigrants, it affects everyone, and it's really a cancer that's taking, and that we're seeing just in the last week with these mass shootings that have been taking place. It's something that the right is attempting to use to further divide us, divide the left, but Never Again Action won't stand for that. We're not going to be divided by hate, by white supremacy. It's certainly an issue, and they're certainly trying to use it as a tool to divide us.
Do you do Jewish American activists that are involved in Never Again, and in even just using that term Never Again, also see parallels between the treatment of Palestinians? There's a very strong Jewish American pro-Palestinian movement here in the United States. Jewish Voice for Peace is a leading organization, and there are many other organizations as well. And there seems to be, at least among younger American Jews, a growing awakening about the treatment of Palestinians, and in sort of extending that idea of Never Again to Palestinians as well.
There hasn't been discussion within Never Again Action specifically. It's been focusing on the issues of asylum seekers and immigrants here in the United States. But there are certainly a number of members and activists within Never Again, including myself, that are also active in other spaces that are fighting for Palestinian rights.
Right. I mean, Palestinians are among the world's largest refugee groups, those who are seeking asylum here in the U.S. From Central America, in many ways, are considered refugees as well. So how are these actions being organized for those among our audience who are interested in getting involved and, you know, realizing that this can be their calling? How does one go about joining this network or organizing a protest for an organization or a coalition perhaps that's so young? There's an extraordinarily large number of actions that have already happened and are still on the books for happening, you know, in the next few weeks and months.
Absolutely. Yeah, you can log on to neveragainaction.org and also reach out on any social media channel, on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. There are actions popping up all over the country, both large and small, from an action in Kansas City targeting a state senator, trying to put pressure on why they voted on something. Actions have been coming up in so many different ways. There's so many different ways and reasons to take actions, so many different types of people, types of groups that we're able to target. So there's certainly an action for any cause. If you have an idea, it can happen, no matter how large or small your city, your community is. We were able to plan this most recent action in just about 2 weeks, and the first one was planned in probably about 1 week. But there's certainly been actions that have been planned with less time, with more time, but they've been happening all over the country. And if you want to take action, it can absolutely happen, and it should happen. This is a moment that we all need to be rising up together.
So the first action, at least as per the website, took place in late June, June 30th, and then throughout July there were dozens of actions. We're just in the early part of August, and there's still more actions all the way. I mean, in Cincinnati, Ohio, Seattle, Washington, New York, and Baltimore, Houston, Texas, Rhode Island. There's also, I understand, a toolkit for organizing on, you know, for people who are new activists, a step-by-step toolkit on the website for people to use to try to be organizers in their own city?
Exactly. We have a toolkit. We have national organizers that can help train you for any type of action you want to take, from big things from how to live stream to figuring out how to find a photographer to come to your action. There's a toolkit for anything with graphics, press releases, things like that. There are national volunteers in place to help you pull off any type of action.
Does the fact that these actions are organized by Jews garner greater media attention just because of the special place and history that Jews occupy in terms of the history of the Holocaust? You find that that characteristic of the protest tends to garner greater attention?
I'm not sure. I think part of the point is to say we've always said if there's a moment to rise up where we see something happening like what happened to us during World War II, we would rise up and we're saying now is that moment. I think, I certainly think some of the controversy around semantics, around calling them concentration camps has, and because of the division the right is trying to create on the left, that has certainly created some additional media attention. But yeah, the name says what we are. Never again, never again is now, and that's why we're taking action.
Is the ultimate goal to abolish ICE? I mean, that's a narrative or a call to action that has been floating around, you know, increasingly since the family separation stories started coming out last year.
Yes, that is the goal.
On the toolkit, it says that disruption is critical, the toolkit for Never Again. The goal is to make it impossible for ICE and or the Democratic establishment to do business as usual. Find the choke point and shut it down. So these actions are intended to be militant, not just standing on the side of the street holding signs, but physically, you know, having people physically use their bodies to block traffic, to block entrances, that sort of civil rights movement type action?
Yes, they're not meant to be militant, but more, yes, civil rights, nonviolent resistance.
Militantly nonviolent, let's put it that way. and I'm wondering if the people who have been involved are somewhat new-ish activists, or is it a mix of newish and old? Because, or old, I should say, veteran activists. Because when taking part in such actions, you risk arrest, you risk physical harm done to you by the police. It is a risky business doing these sorts of actions, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a variety of people. At our action on Monday, we certainly had folks that had never taken risk in that way before, had never put their bodies on the line to be arrested by blocking an entranceway. And we also had folks that had done that many times before. So it's a beautiful group of veteran activists, of new activists. I think there's a lot of new folks that are seeing the Never Again actions and are hearing that call that now is the moment to do something.
And then do you feel that that there is this sense as well that the crisis around immigration is happening mostly at the border, but the actions that Never Again has organized have been happening all across the, you know, internal part of the United States, and not as much right on the border. No, right. We're not seeing them right in Clint, Texas, or in the California border with Mexico. It seems to be happening in the internal part of the United States.
Right, and that's also a major goal of these Never Again actions, is to show this isn't just a crisis at the border. It is a crisis of what's happening to asylum seekers and to immigrants at the border, but this is all also happening everywhere. There's ICE detention facilities everywhere, and what happened in Mississippi is an example of that. This is happening everywhere, and there is most likely an ICE detention facility in your city, and so we're trying to raise awareness around that as well.
Do you feel that for me, just looking at what the Trump administration has done, it seems as though there's a sort of twofold set of goals. One is government and federal agencies making life as difficult as possible for immigrants, you know, trying to drive them out or round them up and kick them out. And then the signaling to the base that it's okay to commit hate crimes against people who are not from here, the go back to where you came from mentality. And that signaling, of course, has dire consequences, not just in verbal abuses that people are experiencing, but as we saw just last weekend, actual mass murder. I mean, this seems to be a sort of deliberate twofold strategy.
Yeah, absolutely. It is, and it's something that feels very familiar in anti-Semitism that we've experienced too. It does feel like a twofold strategy, and it's the news is just increasingly dire every day, every week. So, yeah, absolutely.
There is this 10 stages of genocide document that social scientists have created, over many years, much of it looking back at how the Holocaust was perpetrated. And it seems as though we've unfortunately kind of crossed into, reached several of these stages already, such as dehumanization and persecution and propaganda. All of these are, I mean, it seems, we may think to use the word genocide is extremely harsh and total hyperbole, but at the same time, there's a playbook that's being followed here.
Yeah, absolutely, there is.
And that's terrifying. And I guess Jewish Americans know better than most of the rest of us what that feels like.
Yeah, it is terrifying, and it's with each day there continues to be more terrifying news. Yeah, absolutely.
And yet we were supposed to feel that Jewish Americans had a friend in the Trump administration. Trump's major advisor in the White House is Jared Kushner, and he's also someone who's taken a lead in the Israeli-Palestinian negotiations. And it's almost as though Trump has sort of used Kushner's presence as a bulwark against criticisms of anti-Semitism. What do you think?
Exactly. That's exactly what he's done. And this has been a way that Jews have been kind of used as a crutch or as a way to kind of divide other marginalized groups throughout history. So yes, there is this vision that Trump has tried to create for American Jews, that the Trump administration is a friend to American Jews, when in reality, the Trump administration has been promoting white nationalism, which also is breeds anti-Semitism and breeds all this hatred for all marginalized groups of people.
Right, we literally are seeing a resurgence of Nazism in the US. I mean, there are groups that are Nazi groups, publications that are Nazi publications arise in the US, rear their head in the US, and that's pretty remarkable, to see that in today's day and age. I certainly never thought that this would happen. What do you hope for with the Never Again Action the organizing around it? Do you foresee groups like the one that convened on Monday in Los Angeles and activists like yourself continuing to organize these? There's been two actions in LA. Will there be more?
Yes, there will be more actions in LA. And there is an action on Thursday evening at Adelanto with the immigrant rights organization that we've been working with here in Los Angeles. And I, for the future, foresee more folks that have never been involved in activism before showing up, learning how to take action, what nonviolent resistance means, and how that creates change. And for more folks to feel empowered in putting a stop to ICE, putting a stop to GEO groups working day, to the profits that they're making off of every bed that they fill in every prison that they own, and for more folks to stand up and say that this isn't right and that we're going to stop it.
Well, Samantha, I want to thank you so much for joining us. Give out that website again for Never Again Action.
NeverAgainAction.org.
And we'll post a link to that. Good luck to you.
Thank you so much. Thanks for
Samantha
having
Fine was the lead organizer at a recent protest in Los Angeles organized by Never Again Action. I'm Sonali Kolhatkar. We're online at risingupwithsonali.com, where you can sign up for our daily newsletter. Do follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at RU with Sonali.